The church has offered sacrifice to God, has brought to God gifts which God himself has given us, gifts of bread and wine, but symbolizing so much more. God then has touched those gifts of bread and wine with the power of the Holy Spirit and has transfigured those gifts into the body and blood of Christ. And when we finish the Eucharistic prayer and move into what's called the communion rite, the sacrifice becomes the feast, this time not an animal, but we feast on the body and blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, we call him. We feast on the Lamb whom we have offered to God from all that God has given, God now hands back to us as his Son. So that the altar of sacrifice now becomes the table of the feast. God sits down with us and shares the feast with us to seal the bond of communion out of which the sacrifice has come. We begin that moment by praying the Lord's Prayer. Again, we have no words of our own to bring. We have no gifts of our own to bring. The words that we have to bring to this moment of the feast are words which Jesus himself has given. So we pray to God in the words of Jesus as a way of saying, you are the one who has provided the feast. Only you could do it. If you do not do it, not only is there no feast for us, we starve. If you don't provide the words of our prayer, we have no prayer. There's only the silence. So we pray that the kingdom of God may come and that the communion which now we share with God as we sit down with God at the feast will be a communion that embraces the whole world. A world that is so fractured and fragmented will in fact be able to sit down with God and each other at the feast. That's what it means when we pray, your kingdom come. Then we pray, deliver us, Lord, from every evil. And this is an acknowledgement of the truth that we celebrate the feast in the midst of that which is not the feast, that which is evil. We're always under pressure, and there's always a threat that the feast will die. But in the midst of all of that, we ask God to give us the peace that comes from God saving us from sin and distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, so that again we're focused upon past, present and future. As we sit down for the feast, we look to another banquet, which will be the banquet of heaven at the end of time, the messianic banquet, the banquet of the Lamb, as it's called in the New Testament.